My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He has joined us on many occasions to talk about issues related to religious freedom, as well as the ongoing legal battle, both in states and now at the federal level, as it relates to the definition of marriage. March will be a critical time at the U.S. Supreme Court when it comes to the marriage issues, as the justices consider the legality of California's Proposition 8. That was the ballot initiative that made man and woman marriage the state law by constitutional amendment. Federal courts later struck that down. Justices will also be considering the fate of the Defense of Marriage Act, which has been struck down in federal court. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, this has obviously been building for a time. We'll have a critical decision from the court probably in June. What we've seen in the last couple of weeks, though, is that it looks like the Obama administration is inching closer to getting much more involved with this case, at least in terms of briefs, calling for marriage equality, as they put it. What role do you think that'll have before the court if, in fact, the administration decides to weigh in heavily on this?
Well, certainly when the Department of Justice and the administration representing the president, whether it's this president or any president, weighs in, it certainly has a major impact on the court, but it's not finally determinative. But we do have two appointees by President Obama on the court, and I'm sure that this will mean a lot to them and a few others on this particular bench. I think it is an insult to the American people, and it's outrageous that the Obama administration would seek to undermine the natural understanding and definition of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. That will ultimately destroy the institution of marriage. I think it'll hurt children. It'll be bad for society. It'll hurt children because, as a policy standpoint, from a policy perspective, same-sex marriage says that moms and dads are irrelevant to the well-being of children. It says that boys don't need fathers. It says that girls don't need moms or dads. And we know from the fatherless syndrome that is well-documented and also common sense that children do best when they're raised in a home with a mom and a dad, and boys certainly do best when they're raised with their father, that the absence of father does make a difference in the well-being of that young boy as he moves through his young life, through adolescence, into manhood.
Let's talk about the judicial aspect of this in a couple different ways. First of all, in your previous appearances with us, you've talked about how wrong you thought it was for the Obama Justice Department to decide no longer to enforce the Defense of Marriage Act, which is what its job is to enforce existing law. What would have been the proper path for the administration to do something about a law it didn't agree with?
Well, the administration is charged with enforcing the laws, not being the king. I mean, this is a system in which the government, the administration, is supposed to be defending the laws. Now, if it doesn't agree with the law, it doesn't mean that it has to weigh in on it. It should let the court system deal with this. But putting the executive weight behind this, which is what President Obama is doing, saying that marriage as understood as the union of one man and one woman is unconstitutional, is somehow discriminatory, and that the Constitution doesn't allow that kind of understanding, is absolutely ludicrous. It is the wrong side of the issue. It is detrimental to marriage, detrimental to children. It will have a negative impact on our society. When you destabilize family and marriage, as this particular policy measure would do to undermine the very definition of marriage, you ultimately weaken the family and you weaken our society. There are consequences to destabilizing family. Rather than destabilizing family and marriage and trying to redefine it to something that it simply cannot be, the Obama administration should have all policies designed to strengthen the family. But this administration is the most anti-marriage, anti-moral, anti-life administration in American history.
We're talking with Matthew Staver. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. And Matt, in another previous appearance with us, you talked about how you could see the justices ruling very narrowly here based on standing in both of these cases. And so even if they sided technically in a legal perspective with those in favor of same-sex marriage, it wouldn't necessarily be this wide sweeping decision that some people think is going to come here in a number of months. With the administration now essentially pushing for full marriage equality, as it puts it, do you think that'll still be the case, or do you think we'll actually get one of these quote-unquote landmark decisions?
Well, I think that they certainly could sidestep this issue and punt or kick the can down the road and just look at standing, that the individual parties don't have a right to bring this case and just boot them out of court without reaching the ultimate merits of the issue. Frankly, not reaching the merits of the issue is much better than reaching the wrong result. I am very concerned with this particular court reaching the wrong result on this or any other major issue that affects our society. A wrong decision on this particular issue would be catastrophic because it would put religious freedom on a direct collision course with the homosexual rights agenda. And that would be unprecedented in terms of the clash that we would begin to experience.
One of the other things we've seen here in the last few days, and really over, I guess, recent history, and that's more and more Republicans suggesting that same-sex marriage is not only something that they personally are okay with, they encourage the party to embrace that. There's a letter of some, at least they say, 80 signatures of folks who would probably be considered more moderate to liberal Republicans, but in the party nonetheless, who are encouraging the court to strike down Proposition 8 and presumably the Defense of Marriage Act as well. At the same time, it's House Republicans, essentially, who filed the lawsuit to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. So what's your take on where the Republican Party is on this right now?
Well, the Republican Party has sort of lost at sea. Right now, there's no clear clarion voice in Washington, D.C. to come against some of the absurd and dangerous policies of this particular president. And, in fact, the problem with the Republican Party you see right now happening with these people pontificating, that all of a sudden their value system has changed, and they want to sanction same-sex marriage. That particular value system changing, waffling in the wind without a clear clarion call that resonates with the American people is the reason why we lose elections as Republicans. And that's why, you know, we had a Republican candidate, Mitt Romney, that was more middle of the road in many respects, and he didn't resonate with the people. The people want someone who will stand for values, not because they simply are changing their opinion whenever the wind blows in a different way. And that's what I think we have happening to some people in the Republican Party. We need people in office, Republicans, Democrats, Independents alike, whatever party, that are solid in their views, that are consistent with the Constitution, whose morals and compass doesn't change simply by a show of hands.
What do you think it'll do for the party if more and more officials end up going this route?
If the more Republicans go that route, the Republican Party will ultimately self-implode. I can tell you what, many people will have nothing to do with it. A Republican Party or any party that doesn't understand the very basic issues of life or marriage isn't a party worth joining.
Last question before we let you go, Matt. You mentioned you're not optimistic about this court. There's obviously four liberal justices who most people would expect to go in the favor of same-sex marriage, and we know that Justice Kennedy wrote the majority opinion on the Lawrence v. Texas case, which was kind of the door opening to this whole movement. Is that why you have a hard time seeing five for traditional marriage?
Well, I'm not saying that the court is not going to go the right way. I'm saying that this particular court is not filled with a majority of them or even a supermajority that believe in the Constitution. They're ideologues that will ultimately reach a decision on some of these moral issues. In some cases where it really doesn't make any difference, they'll follow the statute. But in other cases where it's involving abortion or homosexuality or same-sex marriage or some kind of ideological issue, they're ideologues, and they are not necessarily going to confine themselves to the text and history of the statute. When you have people like that, and all you need is five people to reach a majority, obviously I would be concerned over a composition of a court like that. We need people that are on the bench, regardless of who appoints them, that will adhere to the Constitution. And we've got justices up there right now that don't really care for our Constitution. They look at constitutions of other foreign countries. They recommend to new fledgling governments, not our Constitution, but constitutions from another foreign country. We have people on the bench that just simply don't respect our constitutional heritage and history. Certainly that raises a concern for anyone who watches this court.
Well, we'll certainly be talking a lot more about this in the weeks and months to come. We look forward to sharing that time with you then. Matt, thank you very much for being with us today, as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Savers, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.